am here with the brains. Is that the appropriate term?
It's whatever you want it to be, my friend.
Behind Liberty Memes, Admin 1, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Admin 2?
Muito bem, obrigado.
Now, I'm a little annoyed because the head of the ACLU, I wouldn't say annoyed, but I think it's a sign of the times. What did you say?
I said, dead ho, hoes ain't loyal.
Okay. So the head of the ACLU was speaking right before you guys. And then at the end of her talk, three times her audience shuffled in. And I was like, what is next? And I looked and it was memes. So you guys had three times the audience of ACLU. I don't know if I should be concerned or annoyed by that. What do you think?
Well, we are in Washington, D.C., and there are a lot of black vehicles with tinted windows driving around, and at any moment, we could definitely get shuffled off to a black site. We have one saving grace. We used to have an uncle in the CIA. He's still our uncle. He's still alive, but he's not in the CIA anymore. So I'm concerned. If you're concerned, I'm concerned, too, because we might get disappeared.
He's not concerned about our potential fate. He's concerned about the idea that memes are more popular than the ACLU. Well, those guys were encouraged. Encouraging people to vote. That's what she said. She said, can you commit to promoting voting amongst all your friends? And that was interesting. It didn't get a lot of positive response from the crowd.
You just assumed our interviewer's agenda.
Did I just assume your agenda?
I really don't have an agenda. That's why I'm not as popular as Liberty Memes. I should have more of an agenda.
What agenda? We're a schizophrenic meme page. We post so much stuff that has no combination one thing with the next. It's absolutely ridiculous. There's 20,000 memes in only, 5 years?
He lies. We have an agenda. What we want to do is promote open conversation. No, we want to promote the ideas of liberty. We became libertarians long before we made that page. I spent a lot of time reading on LouRockwell.com and Tom Woods and listening to Ron Paul speeches. We were involved in the Ron Paul campaigns. And so what we want to do is spread those ideas and also be funny. And it turns out that being funny is one of the best ways to spread the idea, especially to people who don't want to read books.
Or people who don't want to be involved in politics itself, right. Of influencing policy, of knowing politicians, of being part of a committee, of going door to door, or of voting at all.
Right, just correcting people's mindset. I mean, what's really important, I don't foresee in my lifetime a government that's going to respect individual liberties. You know, and I think that putting off our goals as human beings until the government respects us is pretty much giving up. And so to me, what we promote is anarchy in your head. There was a website called anarchyinyourmind.com or anarchyinyourhead.com. I liked that whole idea of, I'm opting out of the state and I'm spreading the idea that whatever the government says in your head, You just don't buy it. Don't be part of it, And just to wake people up from the idolatry of statism, that's a goal in itself that I think we do a lot.
Yeah, I think it's one of, if we had a mission statement, a real one, because I think we have one, but it sucks.
Taxation
it's
is
written.
That doesn't suck.
No, but I think one of our goals for sure is to get people to completely make a mockery of the state and everything that the state does and everything that the state claims to be able to do and claims to be. And I think it's very important because when people stop worshiping the state or people stop relying on the state or people just immediately when they first think of the state, they think of ridiculousness, they're going to stop putting their trust in government and they're going to stop giving up their rights.
Right. Yeah, well, we found it. We are libertarians because we're big meme fans.
Thank you.
Thank you. He just took credit for memes.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's what we do. I mean, copying is not theft, though. Copying is not theft. So if we make another one of something, then there's two of it.
Yeah. You got in trouble with We Are Libertarians contributor Aaron Ewert for stealing one of his memes. Stealing.
Yeah, he took us to court and. Why are you laughing? This is serious stuff, okay? Aaron has a very nice hair part, and I respect that. And
No, the thing is that actually there's a lot of gracious donors of meme material. There really are. We ask every day for donations, and we get generous response. And that's how the page grows. And I don't mean in terms of numbers. I mean in terms of the spread of influence. We can't think of everything. We do post OC every... Excuse me, that's meme talk for original content. We post every day. We post OC, you know, multiple times a day. But I get a feeling after 15 minutes of silence from Liberty Memes, hey, people are waiting to hear from us. So we end up posting tons of stuff every day. You know, and we can't do all that ourselves.
I actually have to address this situation with Aaron, okay? We do a few things on our page. If we know who created a meme, we give them credit in the tagline when we post it. If we don't know who created the meme, we usually just post it. But if the quality of the image sucks and we want to rephrase something, then it's a brand new meme when we remake it. Here's and we put our watermark on it.
If I take your joke idea and I make a correct joke out of it, then, you know, that's my work, not yours.
Here's the thing about Aaron. Aaron has stale memes.
Listen, Aaron.
It's a fine line.
Your memes are like this dead air time we're about to give you.
How many likes do you guys
have? I like Aaron. He's an awesome dude. Well, don't do that to
I'm
us.
I'm just kidding. That dead air time represented the essential functions of government.
Now, how many likes? How fast did it grow? And how many likes do you have?
So, okay, I'll tell you a little story.
You have your theory. Wait. I'll have mine.
All right. Go ahead. When we first were invited to represent how our page had grown to be so huge, we had 30,000 likes. Which is interesting. We were invited down to Texas to speak at the Libertarian Party convention.
And, who invited us? What's his name?
Timothy Martinez. Great guy. Great guy. Anyways, we presented like a meme slideshow and what have you. But where it really exploded was in, I think it was the same year, because that was like the spring. We went from 30,000 to 60,000 likes in the spring there. But that summer, this is the summer of 2016.
Mm-hmm. We call it the summer of Zuck.
Yeah. We hit 100,000 likes on July 4th of 2016, and the summer of 2016 was a gold mine for memes because Hillary Clinton was running against Donald Trump for president, and those two. So, you know, when you post something criticizing one, people who were against them latched onto the page. If you posted criticizing the other, then the other way went. And actually what we would do, you'd criticize Donald Trump, and then when you criticized Clinton, people would say, well, this is not what this page used to stand for. Like, yeah, it is. But we criticized both of them, and that really caught the pulse of the American population. People hate both of them. They right. really do. So just expressing the frustration of these limited options, That helped, but what he'll tell you the story of the Zuckening, because it really happened to him more so. It was his post.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
So the FBI director announced that he found, like, what? I don't know. We have, what, 500,000 followers almost? No. Probably about that amount of criminal violations by Hillary Clinton, and that he wouldn't be charging her with anything. And we posted a meme that said it was Hillary Clinton with her smug face. It's the best word I can come up with, because there's probably some dirty words for it. She said, "Silly Americans, laws are for poor people." On our meme, she didn't actually say that, but she thinks it.
Right.
Anyway, that meme just went crazy viral. It went all over the
35,000.
There's like 35,000 shares in the first day.
It reached some millions of people.
Probably like 10 million people in the first day. And that's a lot of people, you know, considering the population of this country and the population of people who would be actually paying attention to politics and who would share that and how many people would see that before the 6 o'clock news that day. So before they even found out the FBI had chosen not to charge her. So we were making the news.
You're wrong about that.
Well,
anyways, go ahead.
No, but I mean, we were making the news before the news talked right. about it, and that's a problem for them because they need to control the narrative. So it just they shut us down. What they did was they blocked my profile for 30 days, which they didn't even give me a warning on that, because usually they give you like a 7 day, then a 15 day or something.
This meme was so offensive. Hillary Clinton saying, "Silly Americans, laws are for poor people."
Just that.
I don't even understand what content what community guidelines that actually even violates.
They never tell you. No, half the time they don't even tell you which post. But in this case, they just took the post down. They said you violated our standards. Wow. They don't tell you which one.
So we got a message that day, both of us, that our page had been temporarily disabled so that they could scrub for further violations.
Right.
Which is weird. Like, I never saw that before. And then our page got republished, but a whole bunch of our stuff was missing.
Really?
Stuff that had...
He reported this to a friend of his who works for Breitbart, was it?
I don't know. What I did was I posted on the page that this was happening to us, and if anybody knew anybody in the press, then they should get in touch with them right away so that they could find out. Because this was only 1 week after Zuckerberg had a... Is that his name, Zuckerberg? I call him Zuck so much I don't remember his real stupid name. So he... jackass. Mark Zuckerberg. But... he had just had a meeting with all these conservative leaders to talk to them about how he's not trying to control the conversation,
right.
About he's not, you know, kind of filtering out the conservative views, and he's not censoring people, and he's not doing anything like that. And just 1 week later, just Hillary saying silly Americans, laws are for poor people, was enough to get our page taken down.
And it's only increased with the Russia stuff. It's really pretense to start censoring content, and... I've been shadow banned on Twitter. I mean, We're Libertarians is as close to libertarian centrism as you probably could, because what we try to do is explain explain politics and the news to people from a libertarian perspective. So we're not like hitting you with philosophy. We're not radicals.
It's not fair because I come for conference to prove this page not run by Russian bot, by real life Russian.
But it's amazing that even the Daily Wire, a mainstream milquetoast conservative site now, is being monitored by Snopes on Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, where do you think that these platforms are going because of conservative and libertarian censorship?
Well, I want to make it very clear. Let me be clear. As our president from the past would say, I don't want people to think that as libertarians we're telling Facebook that they can't do what they want. Mm-hmm. They can. They're a private company. They can do whatever the hell they want. But as consumers, and this is how the market works, we have the right to raise awareness about the things that they're doing. And when they're doing something like that, we're not saying that they're government censorship. Unless, I mean, they might be in collusion with the Hillary campaign. Mm-hmm. At that time, I'm pretty sure they were. But it's not really censorship. Allowed to do that if they want to.
Well, when the Southern Poverty Law Center is the fact checker for Facebook, they basically are in bed with an ideology as opposed to...
The thing about
grotesque.
America, though, is like our fascist system is so messed up in this country that almost every company is in bed with the government somehow.
Right.
And when that company does something to you, it's the government doing to it because they've got all that federal funding for it.
Right.
So, I mean, in a way, you could make that philosophical argument.
In addition... There's an element of self-censorship and self-regulation, and I mean the government doesn't really need to clamp down that hard on a populace who has trained themselves to avoid controversy. You know, and even in business, there's a sense where controversy is bad for business. And so when your business model is an open platform for anybody to say anything, well, they're afraid that someone's going to say something that shakes things up, and they don't want to be held responsible for that.
Well, that's actually what happened with the Facebook situation, is we made so much hay about this innocent meme being taken down that it made world news.
Meme. It was Hillary Clinton.
It was
very
the
guilty.
On Drudge Report. After you see the word Drudge Report, it was center column, top of the center column.
Oh, wow.
On Drudge Report.
I think
from
it
the Breitbart
a conservative
story.
Facebook page, though. That pissed me off. I'm like, we're not.
What are you gonna do? Anyway,
you got how many likes out of that, though?
A lot.
In the following months, we jumped from 50,000 likes to 75,000. Suddenly, 120,000. I don't even know where the next 80,000 went to get to 200,000. It was just like so fast, and it was all because we didn't like Hillary Clinton.
Or
there's
Trump.
Kind of a problem
wait,
with
wait,
that.
There,
well, there's
no,
kind
there
of a problem with
one.
It. We didn't like Trump, but we went after Hillary so much that all these people who were really charged up about hating Hillary just came to our page. And now we've got a lot of difficulty cleaning house because there's so many Trump supporters that we have to get rid of.
It's hard to tell how many in those days were actually Trump supporters who latched onto us for our position of Hillary Clinton, because we were against Trump the whole time. versus how many libertarians, and this is something that I try to sort of gauge, how many libertarians are getting sucked into conservative politics again by means of people like Donald Trump? Or how many are getting sucked into SJW liberalism because they're like, well, things that you should be free to do are getting criticized by the right. And so as soon as you've got an enemy in the right or you've got an enemy in the left, you start to unite yourself with the opposing side in American politics. You get sucked back into that paradigm, and I want to be on guard against that. I am not a right libertarian or a left libertarian. Right. I think that that's just a path right back into statism.
Yeah, and those tax cuts are seductive. You know, like when Trump does, when good Trump comes out, it is seductive because you go,
he just put in a huge, massive tariff on aluminum and steel,
right.
And he killed the market with it. And then
the Second Amendment stuff.
Yeah, and it's the Second Amendment stuff, and his MAGA people are still cheering him on, making excuses for him. This is fine. This is 20-dimension chess.
Well,
we're hitting levels of chess that shouldn't, dimensions of chess that shouldn't even be possible. Okay.
You almost hit on an argument that I find to be self-censorship too, because a lot of libertarians, we do believe in property rights. Property rights are foundational to libertarianism. And yes, these platforms do have the right to do whatever they want. But so often libertarians are afraid, or not afraid, but are unwilling to make noise because they just go, well, that's their property right, instead of going, my free speech right matters. The ability to use these quote-unquote free speech platforms, you really got to make noise about this stuff, because what about your right to free speech? Yes, on these private organizations, it does matter, but it does matter that they're private organizations, but you really should stand up for your right to free speech and, well, say we're not going to do business with you if you're going to continue to censor us.
Exactly. And part of the platform that I would like to, the part of the agenda, I guess, that I would like to push is to use your freedom while you have it, to use your freedom wherever you can find it, you know, use it or lose it. In fact, in a lot of cases in America, they're going to lose their freedoms without ever realizing that they had them. Your freedom to think independently, your freedom to speak, your mind are things that once they're lost, Americans may not even realize the value of what they've lost because they haven't learned to think for themselves. They haven't learned to speak their mind. So yes, we have a platform to speak, and it is provided by a somewhat, at least to some extent, private organization. So yeah, take advantage of that. You know, speak out while you have a chance, and maybe we'll get shut down. Maybe we'll get zucked tomorrow. Like, that can happen.
Black-sided.
All right, so final question.
Indefinitely detained.
Favorite meme. If you can even choose your favorite child.
You know, we're not doing this.
Really?
No. Right. Maybe we are. It'll take me a second, though.
I have to think about that. We really have thousands and thousands of memes on our page.
There's always those ones where you just lose your shit the first time you see it.
So there was one that I really liked.
It's not even your favorite. It's just like this was right there the whole time, and
there's one I wanted to tell you about earlier when we were talking about the campaign between Hillary and Trump, because they were so unpopular, the two of them, and it really showed that the American people see themselves as like hamstrung between two terrible choices. So there's a kid with a fork and an electrical socket in front of him, and he thinks to himself, Trump or Hillary, top socket or bottom socket? Like, what's the difference? You know, it's something. Actually, Facebook took that one down too. They said it might promote self-harm.
Oh my God.
And I was like, self-harm? They actually, when I had to log back in, and it showed me like suicide hotline numbers and stuff because of promoting self-harm. And I was, self-harm? I can see how if you're like a total idiot, you might think it's a good idea to vote.
How about you? Anything?
No, I. What did I tell you?
All right. Wait, okay.
You're going to violate my nap? No, I'm just kidding. You can keep asking me because you have the freedom of speech to do
that's
that.
That's right.
But I really, there's so many that I really love, and I just can't choose between any of my babies.
I'll tell you what I really like. I've posted this as our background picture many, many times. The Bellamy Salute. If you're not familiar with the Bellamy Salute, look it up, because Americans were freaking Nazis, and when they discovered that the Nazis were making the same hand gesture that we were using, collective speech, but anyways, that American school children were being forced to use when they saluted the flag and recited the Pledge of Allegiance that was written by a socialist, they said, oh, this doesn't look very good, so they changed the position of the hand. But anyway, there's a meme that has all these kids saluting the flag looking exactly like little Nazi children, and it says, Skycloth demands promises.
All right, well, thank you. One last question. Yeah. The first time you get invited to speak and people start treating you like, I've had this where you're like getting invited to Radio Row here. I'm like, somebody thinks I'm legitimate. What are they doing? Like, what was your reaction when you got invited to start speaking at some of these conferences?
I'm going to tell you something. I tell myself every day when I look in the mirror, you're not important and nobody cares what you have to say. And that is usually depressing, but lately it's been very reassuring because I like to think that I'm still below the radar and that the CIA is not going to disappear me. But I don't know anymore.
What's this now?
I lost him after like 10 minutes.
No, it's okay. No, he's on his phone.
It's okay. Well, you made me look at my phone for memes and to tell you what my favorite was. And then I got really offended
he's
because you want me to
you
choose
think
between
when
my babies.
I want to hear your opinion. You know, he was making speeches, incidentally, which I wrote.
You didn't write all of them. Stop this.
I did a lot of the writing. For the Ron Paul campaign, or actually both Ron Paul campaigns, he was very active politically, and I'm more of an introvert. It doesn't come out in the radio interview, but I am. And so I did the writing and he did the reading for the most part, you know, delivering speeches and stuff. So he was kind of a celebritarian before the page, actually.
Yeah, people kind of cared about what I had to say, but what I had to say was actually written by my older brother over here. So that was something. We had some really like gigantic gun rallies that I spoke at after Governor Cuomo passed the SAFE Act. And my whole
Liberty
thing
Fest.
My whole thing at the SAFE Act rallies was the pro-gun rallies was to preach nullification. Mm-hmm. And these people had never heard of that. They just were like, who's our governor candidate? Who's our governor candidate? That's all they wanted. And what happened was that whole movement got co-opted by Donald Trump being the guy who was pretending he was going to be our governor candidate, just so he could bow out like at the last minute and help Andrew Cuomo get elected, basically. Mm. By taking away any other political action those people could do that year. It was just like too late. And so there were like 15,000 people at that rally, and that was pretty good. Eventually, they stopped inviting me because I was promoting something that didn't have to do with political action, but of individual action.
Right.
They didn't like that
very
much.
That's exactly what I'm thinking when I hear that we're invited to speak somewhere or that somebody cares what we have to say. I mean, my message is to opt out of the state. Like, in your mind, get rid of the idols of statism in your mind. And, I mean, when I hear that we're more popular, that's what I'm thinking, is that, you know, that message is spreading. People are seeing that the hypocrites in politics do not govern your life. And, you know, we get an opportunity to spread that a little more.
Yeah, you guys are the modern pamphleteers.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I see myself as a political cartoonist of the 21st century.
All right, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Admin 1, Admin 2, go like Liberty Memes if you haven't already.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.